Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business. So should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Can you imagine if we had Tom Brady and Justin Herbert? Oh, my God.
You sold me.
You got those two, but guess what? You had no offensive line.
It's never, ever going to happen, but you sold me.
Good luck with that, guys. Tom Brady, Justin Herbert, no offensive line. Good luck.
Nikki Javal of The Athletic joins us, courtesy of Ent Credit Union. Hi, Nikki. How'd you like that to cover? Tom Brady and Justin Herbert next year.
It'd be great. I mean, it's a nice fantasy of yours, but yeah, it would be great. Can't wait.
Yeah, it would be great. That's what I do.
I'm with Nick, though. I mean, they would get killed behind that line. But
thank you.
They'd have to address it. It's an issue, no doubt about it.
And but, I'm still trying to come to terms with why Tom Brady would want to leave a team that wins a Super Bowl or is in a Super Bowl almost every year.
He doesn't need the money.
Everybody likes more money.
He's going to get more from the Patriots. You know they're just going to give him more money.
We'll see. But I think if you make him the highest paid quarterback of all time, which would be $72 million guaranteed for 2 years, he would have to turn down being the highest paid quarterback of all time.
I would rather take less to be on a team that gets a ring.
He already has rings. He has the rings,
Yeah, but
Nikki.
You can get more.
I don't know. Not if that opportunity is not there with the Patriots. Not if they say we're not doing it. And why would Tom Brady take another haircut this deep into his career when he could get $72 million guaranteed?
Why would he come to Denver?
To get $72 million guaranteed. Yeah. I love how everybody thinks Tom Brady already has enough money. How do you know Tom Brady has enough money?
Because he's married to Giselle.
Thank you, Nikki.
I mean, come on.
Hey, Nikki, an island doesn't buy itself. I mean, you got to do things to live in a different world.
Nikki,
by the way, just really quick.
I can't believe this.
The money that Tom Brady had. Okay, could Tom Brady and Giselle buy an NFL team if they wanted to in 5 years?
Probably.
No!
The two of them combined?
Yes.
Yes, probably.
No, they're not billionaires, dude.
Of course they would need other people to be a part of the group, but
an investment
they could be.
Group.
Yeah, but of course they could be.
Could Paul Allen buy a team by himself?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's billionaires in the world.
That's a different category.
Wait, are you talking about becoming a controlling owner or a owner?
A owner.
Oh, well, they could do that easily. Only the controlling owner needs 30%.
Put him in his place, Nikki.
All right. What's going on now?
Come on, D-Mac.
By the way, I was surprised. I'm curious what you thought. I think Rich Gangarella did get his feelings hurt by Joe Flacco, and I think he basically talked about that today.
Absolutely. I thought his comments, or rather his no comment, was really interesting. I mean, he was asked flat out if he took it personally, and he was a bit hesitant. And then he gave this really
answer. Let's hear it first.
I mean, obviously, anything that's said involved around the offense, like if it's amongst your team, all we're trying to do is be the best we can be. I mean, we're going to go out there and try and win every game any way we can, and we want to be the most efficient offense we possibly be.
And then he kind of blabbered on, and I said, did you hash it out?
Did you have to meet with Joe to hash it out?
Joe and I have a great relationship. We talk after the game. We talk, he was hurt and, he was injured and long flight back and all that stuff. And, we talked that night. We talked the next morning. We talk every day.
Yeah, but he didn't say, Nikki, we hashed it out. He said,
I think his point was they didn't need to have an official clearing of the air. I got the sense that he did kind of take it personally. I mean, how could you not? You're the play caller, and here's your star player or your top player calling out your decision making. How could you not take that?
How do you think Vic Fangio really is getting along and working with Rich Gangarella right now?
I think they're fine, to be honest. I think a lot of it is to be expected with a first year coordinator. He's never called plays before. Vic has called plays, albeit on the defensive side. But I think it's fine. They knew what they were getting into when they hired a first-year coordinator. It's not going to always be perfect. But at the same time, I also don't think Rich has enough pieces on the offensive end to actually do all that he wants. I mean, all of a sudden, I mean, I do think they should have been way more aggressive, especially on that 3rd-and-5. But, to automatically throw up your arms and say, why aren't we being more aggressive when you have an offensive line that can't even protect, is just kind of like, seems like a convenient thing to gripe about, but whatever.
Do you think Joe Flacco, when he went out and got that second opinion, do you think he did that because he did not want to go on the IR?
No, and I don't think he's going to have a choice necessarily, because even if it's like the minimum 4 weeks, that's a month. Why would you bring him back after a month when you've already started these younger guys? I think it's,
so
it's
he's
more
a, he's okay with going on the IR, do you think?
Okay with it? I don't think he's going to have a choice, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think the second opinion, I think every player should do it. I think it's foolish to just go with one opinion when your entire career is at stake with these injuries. But I think it's more at stake with him because of where he is in his career. And things could change very quickly with the Broncos. You know, he's not guaranteed to be back here next year. That really brutal sack he took might have been his last snap for the Broncos. But I think they're going to have to put him on IR just because there's no way he can come back after 4 weeks. I mean, he had a herniated disc in his back in 2017. This was in the offseason with the Ravens. They, too, initially said he's probably only going to miss 1 week. He was out more than 5 weeks. He went on to start every game that season, but he was out for quite a bit. So I think any notion that he could come back sooner is just kind of foolish, and I don't think it would be wise when you're talking about a neck injury, especially if he wants to continue playing, but also just for his own life.
Nikki, when we look at Chris Harris, he wasn't traded by the trade deadline. So what are the chances and possibilities that he's back here in the Denver Broncos uniform in 2020?
I think there's still a possibility. I think right now it's too hard to tell because there are so many moving parts with the team, too, as well as him. He's made it clear he kind of wants to test the open market to see what he can get. I think he's going to be 31 next year, so I don't think he's going to get top dollar, certainly, but he's still playing quite well. There's still a need for top corners. He can play nickel. He can play outside. But the Broncos, I mean, they don't have a quarterback solution yet. They have so many holes to fill on offense. They have a lot of stuff they have to figure out too. They need to re-up with Justin Simmons. So they may not know how much they have to be able to give Chris, but I do think it is a possibility. I think both sides have said they want to keep him here. He wants to stay here. So in the end, it may come down to money, and then it's a decision of, do you want to stay in Denver or do you want to take more elsewhere?
All right, Nikki, happy Halloween. Will you be dressing Joey, your dog, up in a costume?
Mm. No, I considered it and then I got too busy with work. So I'm just going to give him a bunch of treats and try to win him over that way.
Will your lights be out in your domicile or will you be giving out candy?
No, I am a good neighbor. I even got king size candy bars.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. Where do you live?
Yeah.
Wow.
Listen, I'm going to be the favorite in this neighborhood.
Did you spend more than $100 on candy?
No, I'm in media. I don't make that kind of money.
Tyler, did you spend more than $100?
I have no idea what we spend on candy.
I don't buy the candy.
Exactly.
Yes. So
$81.23.
$81?
Really?
What?
Thank you, Nikki.
My God.
Nikki Jabala, courtesy of Rich Credit Union. Better rates, lower fees. Visit ed.com. Thank you, Nikki.
Thanks.
I may have not known what I was doing.
$81? What kind of treats did you buy?
I didn't do it intentionally. I just,
what do you mean?
Like, I just grabbed what I thought would be.
When the entire shopping cart was full of candy, you didn't realize that was too much?
I didn't even take a shopping cart. I just sort of went and grabbed some bags in my hands. And
you cannot hold $81 worth of candy in your hand.
Actually, you're right about that. And I have to. I found an empty cart nearby. It was like falling out.
Yeah.
I just like dumped it in there, which was funny too, because I bought myself some sandwich meat because I just need some sandwich stuff.
So you're buying candy just so you know what? We need some sandwich meat. So,
I had $81 of candy and some turkey slices and roast beef and maybe some ham.
Did you get any bread?
No, but I love bread. Oh.
Mayo? Mustard?
Oh, I could just...
Pickles?
Just eat bread all day. Bread and butter.
Just give me all the Twizzlers. My kids know. Anything with licorice, they pull it out of the bag and they hand it to me.
But
that's
I didn't
daddy's.
Get full-size candy bars.
You got the mini bites?
Yeah, I get the bags with all the little stuff in it.
How did you not know when the cashier was ringing the stuff up?
Cashier wasn't doing it. I was at self-checkout.
That makes it even worse.
And I kept beeping it. I'm like, what am I doing?
And it just, you know, and I didn't, I was too lazy. It would have been funny. I could have just left, I guess.
The things you'll do to buy friends, you
know? I don't know how much a bag of candy actually cost. So it was a little bit like, oh, M&M's, $3. Oh,
it tells you right there on the monitor once you scan it.
I wasn't paying attention to that. All right, on that, when we come back, Baker Mayfield. Who is this dude, Baker Mayfield? Who can we compare him to? And did you guys ever play for a guy like Baker Mayfield? That's next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.